our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. Hear our cry, Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today, yes we do. Hear us out, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From heaven, forgive our sins, we pray. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters come to sea. See our heart. Remove anything that is standing in the way of coming to you today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give our sins, we pray.
Listen.
Glory of you, we're surrounded by many who have crossed that river before. And this is the song we'll be singing forever.
Greet you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to our daily show that is called Time to Meditate with myself and I, John Mamawuno. The song that was playing is Our Father We Pray by Donny Moon, and I believe that God is gonna be with us. Remember, when we start our show with prayer. So I'm going to pray, inviting God to be with us tonight, and I believe that God is going to touch you. God is going to restore your life as we continue to meditate. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. We are about the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. So you can talk to us. Our number is 03-289-4658. 083-289-4658. That's our WhatsApp number. Or you can even call us on Skype, BTGM Radio. Or you can call us on the number 073-269-2731. 073-269-2731. 083-289-4658. Or you can even send us an SMS on the very same number, 083-289-4658. Or you can send us email radio at bodygrace.org. We are a station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. So I'm going to pray to invite God to be with us tonight with this song that is saying, Our Father, We Pray. As the song continues, we will pray and invite God to be with us tonight. You tonight to be with us into this show, the show that is called Time to Meditate. Father, I pray to each and every listener, I pray to each and everyone who have just tuned in, who's gonna tune in to listen to us. I pray, Daddy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are the Lord, you have been God, and you will continue to be God forevermore. I pray, Lord, I'm saying, help us tonight as we meditate. Whatever that we are going to talk about, I believe that our life is going to be transformed. I believe that whatever that we are going to talk about, we are going to learn a lot. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, and amen.
Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, forgive our sins, we pray.
Time to meditate.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Church will be soon.
By the grace of your grace,
Josh will be soon.
PCCSA, Conquest Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right here, you defend the man and I'm about to go to Ambabu Raja. But for the man, who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. MB, Mama Bolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with your Mama Bolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust. For the night, my joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundelele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Leading and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so the scripture that we are going to meditate with tonight, it is found in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 1. That's a scripture that we are meditating with. Ecclesiastes chapter number 1. We will start from verse number 1. The reason why this show is called Time to Meditate, it's like as it is during the night, we meditate. In other words, we recall, we look back of what we did, and we correct whatever that we think it was not good, and we correct whatever that we think that we didn't do well, so that when the day, the next day comes, everything will be perfect. That's why this show called Time to Meditate. So whatever that you have done it good, I'm saying to you, congratulations, keep on doing that. And as I know that as I speak now, some people, they are on their way to work. Some, they are coming from work. Some, they are going to the stadium. Wherever that you are going, I want to say to you tonight, I welcome you to our show that is called Time to Meditate. With me, myself, John Mamabulu. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. So the scripture that we are going to read tonight is found in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse number 1. The heading talks about all is vanity. All is vanity. And that's what we are going to talk about. Whoever who have just tuned in, I want to say to you, as by the Grace Radio, we appreciate your listening. As by the Grace Radio, we appreciate your support. And may God continue to bless you. May God continue to be with you. And it's going to be awesome. Now, as I have welcomed you officially, I gave you the scripture that you are going to meditate. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse number 1. It's a scripture that we are meditating tonight, and I'm going to open this that everyone who is listening, maybe this is something that you want to ask, maybe there's something that you will need a clarity about the scripture that you are going to meditate. You are welcome to do so. You can even write on our hall, on my WhatsApp, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.com. Dodok, when you are there, there's a chat line there. You can chat to me there, and it's gonna be awesome. Now, I believe that wherever you are, God is going to help us. The number is 0328946 58. as we are continuing, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do this as we continue. It is awesome, and I believe that God is going to help us. Now, I'm going to do this as I have already welcomed you. I made you to feel comfortable. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to by the Grace Internet Radio station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Morna di teto di autswanela. By the Grace Ministry, soul winning campaign. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalete, Texirek, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the thief hear. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the thief hear. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus. Just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there. Together with By the Grace Band. Together with By the Grace Worship Team. And our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's going to be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's gonna be awesome. Stay blessed. Bye bye.
For you, I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh yes. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul, oh, cast down, but mercy rewrote my every tear was turned into joy. my sins forgiven, a new name was written, thank God, when mercy rewrote my life. Help me sing a song now. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast weight, but mercy rewrote my life.
Now, Jim Sauber is saying, mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, but mercy rewrote my life. And I believe that you went through a lot, but mercy rewrote your life. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The scripture that we're meditating with is in the book Ecclesians, chapter number 1, verse number 1. It talks about everything is vanity. That is what we are going to talk about. Ecclesians chapter 1, verse number 1. That all is vanity. All is vanity. That's what we are talking about tonight. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now let me just do this as we continue with our show. Time to meditate with me, Pastor John, Mama Bulo, wherever you are. I welcome you. Whoever have just joined me now, I welcome you. And I say, feel welcomed. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome and grace. Now, let's just do this. Let's just do this.
Lord, most high.
He's saying, this is my desire. This is the prayer he was praying to God. That Lord, this is my desire. That whatever that I have, I give you to you, Lord. Whatever that I have, I give you to you, Lord. Now we are by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. I just want to welcome everyone who have just tuned now. Who have just tuned in now. I'm saying to you, feel welcome. It's gonna be awesome. The time is 6:31, and we are from 6:31. Time to meditate with myself and I. It's gonna be awesome. The scripture that we are meditating with is in the book Ecclesiastes, chapter number 1, verse number 1. There's a scripture that we meditate with. It talks about all is vanity. All is vanity, and I believe that as I speak now. Wherever you are asking many questions, why me? You are having some other things in your mind, trying to get the answer, trying to blame this person and this person. But tonight I'm saying to you, we are going to talk about all is vanity. That is tonight's show, as this show is time to meditate. Tonight we're talking about all is vanity in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 1, verse number 1. And I believe that is going to be awesome. I believe that God is going to help us. I believe that we are going to learn a lot. I believe that there are things that we are going to know. I believe that God is going to give us strength. I believe that the hope that was disappeared, it will come back. Now we thank God for that, because it is awesome. It is awesome. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It is awesome.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
Now I want God to open the floodgate of heaven, that let the rain pour upon your life. Let this rain pour upon your family. And I know that as I speak now, you feel down, you feel like le fastly black again. But tonight I'm saying to you, I pray that may God open the floodgate of heaven. May God open the door of heaven, that they should pour upon your life. I know as I speak now, they told you a bad thing. They just gave you a retrenchment letter. They just gave you the letter that said you are fired. They just gave you a divorce paper. They just told you that arisa unyaka, arisa orata. But tonight I'm saying to you, let God open the floodgate of heaven. and let those floodgates, let that rain fall upon your life. Whatever that you've received, let God, let the rain of God fall upon your life. I know that you're asking me many questions. What am I going to do now? Because I have just received a retrenchment letter. I have just dismissed from work. What is going to happen to me now? Let me tell you, God is there with you. Don't worry. Let the floodgate of heaven open and let the rain of God fall upon your life. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 1. This is scripture that we are meditating with tonight. And it's going to be awesome. Each and every one who have just tuned in now, I want to assure you, I want to say to you, as we continue with the show, the hand of God is going to touch you wherever you are. The hand of God is going to touch you wherever you are. Because it's time to meditate. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now I'm going to read in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, verse number 1. It reads as follows. These are the words from the teacher, a son of David and the king of Jerusalem. These are the words from the teacher, the son of David, the king in Jerusalem. Alright. I read it in English Revised Version. Now I'm going to read it in the Message. It says, these are the words of the quarter, David's son, and the king in Jerusalem. Now, what we will be talking about tonight, we are talking about the word from David's son, who was the king in Jerusalem. David's son was Solomon. Solomon was the king of Jerusalem. When God, after King Solomon was ordained to be the king, God visited David, Solomon. He said to Solomon, what can I do for you? I like about this, the Bible says, Solomon said, Lord, if you can give me a wisdom. Okay? If you can give me a wisdom. Maybe if it was some of us, we were going to ask money, we were going to ask the cars, we were going to ask wealth. But the man that we are talking about here, David's son, who was the king in Jerusalem, when God asked him, what can I give you? He said to the Lord, if you can give me a wisdom. Now if you can read from First King, you will understand what really happened. Now I don't want to go there much, but I wanted to give you a background to understand why, when the Bible says these are the words from the teacher, in other words, it says these are the words from the preacher. In other words, King Solomon was a teacher. King Solomon was a wise man. King Solomon was a counselor. King Solomon was a preacher. Now the Bible tells us that these are the words from King Solomon. These are the words from the teacher, the son of David, and the king of Jerusalem. And these are his words. Okay? Now, I just want to give you the referral scripture as we are in verse number 1. We will go to verse number 2. But now, the verse number is Ephesians 7:27. It said, the teacher says, which the teacher is King Solomon. He's saying, I added all this together to see what answer I could find. I'm still looking for an answer, but I did find this. I found one good man in a thousand, but I did not find even one good woman. These are the words from the teacher who is King Solomon. Now the reason why I was just giving you the scripture, I was just giving you the referral scripture. Remember, we are in the book of Ecclesians, chapter number 1, verse number 1, where it says that these are the words from the teacher, a son of David, a king of Jerusalem. The king of Jerusalem was King Solomon. Now, the verse that we are reading, or the chapter, the whole chapter that we are reading, it was written by King Solomon under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Now let's just do this. Akasifelemata. This song is from Rahaba album Letterin. Akasifelemata. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, I was saying to you that the chapter that we are meditating with is a chapter that was written by King Solomon, and that is why it called the wise. It was written by King Solomon under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Now, as we are continuing to meditate, we are continuing to meditate. Now, the scripture that I gave you that we read is in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 1, verse number 1, where it tells us these are the words from Teacher, a son of David, and a king of Jerusalem. That is what it's saying. It's saying that number two, it's saying that everything is so meaningless. The teacher says that it is all a waste of time. That's what the teacher is saying. He's saying everything is so meaningless. The teacher says that it is all a waste of time. Now we continuing. I'm gonna read it in the message. It's saying that I'm gonna read it in the message. It's saying smoke, nothing but smoke. That is what the Creator says. There is nothing to anything. It is all smoke. Okay. NIV. Meaningless. Say the cheater. The teacher. Altari. Meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Now you can understand why he said everything is meaningless. You see, everything is so meaningless. The teacher says it all is a waste of time. He said everything is meaningless. Is a waste of time. So you will understand why he said is a waste of time. Okay, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 11. You'll understand. It says, but then I looked at everything I had done and the wealth I had gained. I decided it was all a waste of time. It was like trying to catch the wind. There is nothing to gain from everything we do in this life. That's what you see. But you will understand. Now, we go to again Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 15. It's saying, I thought to myself, the same thing that happened to a fool will also happen to me. So why have I tried so hard to become wise? I said to myself, being wise is also useless. But you will understand. I believe that you can understand as we meditate. It will make sense to you. It may not make sense to you, saying, what is this man trying to say? But you will understand. It's time to meditate. As we meditate, remember he said everything is so meaningless. The teacher says that it is all a waste of time. All right. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse number 19. It says, some other person will control everything I worked and studied for. and I don't know if that person will be wise or foolish. This is also senselessness. It is meaningless. That's what they say. Alright? Okay. We come to 21. It's saying, people can work hard using all their wisdom and knowledge and skill, but they will die and other people will get the things they worked for. They did not do the work, but they will get everything. That makes me very sad. It is also not fair and is senseless. Okay? It is senseless. That is what he is saying. It is senseless. Okay? So, now, as we are continuing, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. So now, now it's saying, Ecclesiastes 2 verse 23. Throughout their life they have pain, frustration and hard work. Even at night, a person's mind does not rest. This is also a senselessness, meaningless. Okay? Remember Ecclesiastes 1 2 saying everything is so meaningless. The teacher says that it is all a waste of time. Alright, we go to Ecclesiastes 2:26. It's saying, if people do good and please God, he will give them wisdom, knowledge and joy. But those who sin will get only the work of gathering and carrying things. God takes from the bad person and give it to the good person. But all this work is useless. It is like trying to catch the wind. Okay. Ecclesiastes 3 verse number 19. The same thing happened to animal and to people, they die. People and animal have the same breath. Is a dead animal different from a dead person? It is all so senseless. Alright. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse number 4. It says, then I thought, why do people work so hard? I saw people try to succeed and be better than other people. They do this because they are jealous. They don't want other people to have more than they have. This is senseless. It is like trying to catch the wind. Alright. Now let's do this as we continuing. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. It's time to meditate.
Time to meditate. Chora Mabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
You are in a gospel band, winning soul campaign by the Grace Radio Yona, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our program on the internet, www.radio@bythegrace.org, our radio at bythegrace.org, our church number 073-269-2731, our WhatsApp arena 083-289-4658.
So we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 1. We read number 1, we went to number 2. When we were in number 2, I was giving you the referral scripture. Because number 2, let me repeat what it said. It said, everything is also meaningless. The teacher says that it is all a waste of time. Then I gave you the referral scripture. So we were in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 8, which is our referral scripture. It says, I saw a man who has no family, not a son or even a brother, but he continued to work very hard. He is never satisfied with what he has, and he works so hard that he never stopped and asked himself, why am I working so hard? Why don't I let myself enjoy my life? This is also a very bad and senseless thing. Now we talk about something that is meaningless. Now he's saying, Ecclesiastes 4:16, many people will follow this young man, but later those same people will not like him. This is also senseless. It's like trying to catch the wind. Many people will follow this young man, but later those same people will not like him. Many people, they will follow you because you do something for them. But when you try to correct them, when you try to show them what they must do, they start disliking you. That is why Solomon is saying, many people will follow this young man, but later, those same people will not like him. This is also senseless. It is like trying to catch the wind. Let me tell you, you may be feel disappointed because of what people they have done to you, because you have sacrificed your life trying to help some people. You have sacrificed your family trying to help a certain people. You have sacrificed whatever that you have trying to help someone. But at the end of the day, when that person looked at you, he looked at you as if you are the enemy. Now Solomon is saying, it does not make sense. It's like trying to catch the wind. Alright? Ecclesiastes 5 verse number 10. Those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will never be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also senselessness. Now we go to Ecclesiastes 6 verse number 11. It says, it says Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verse number 11. It says, let's read it correct. There are ways without numbers for increasing what is to no purpose, but what is man profited by them? Okay. We're still meditating in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1. We're in verse number 2. Where now we're going to Ecclesiastes 11, verse number 8. Number 8, it says, you should enjoy every day of your life, no matter how long you live, but remember that you will die, and you will be dead much longer than you were alive. And after you are dead, you cannot do anything. Alright? You cannot do Timothy. Now let's go to 11 verse 10. It says, don't let your anger control you, and don't let your body lead you to sin. People do foolish things in the dawn of life while they are young. Don't let your body lead you to sin. Because we see people dying, we see people doing a lot of things because their body led them to sin. We see people separating with the people that they love. We see people separating with the people that they were their father figure because of the body led a person to sin. Now, Solomon is saying, people do foolish things in the dawn of life while they are young, and then they die while they are young. Okay. Ecclesiastes 12, number 8. Everything is so meaningless. The teacher says that it is all a waste of time. Proverbs 39:5-6. You gave me only a short life. Compared to you, my whole life is nothing. The life of every human is like a cloud that quickly disappears. Our life is like an image in a mirror. We rush through life collecting things, but we don't know who will get them after we die. Our life is like a mirror. Our life is like a cloud. We all gonna die. Okay. Now, Psalm 62, verse number 9 to 10. People cannot really help. You cannot depend on them. Compared to God, they are nothing, no more than a gentle puff of air. Don't trust in your power to take things by force. Don't think you will gain anything by stealing. And if you become wealthy, don't put your trust in riches. The time is 8 past 7. We're meditating. Now we go to Psalm 114 verse 4. It says, our life is like a puff of air. It is like a passing shadow. Our life is like a puffing shadow. Mamela, today you can see me. Tomorrow you may not see me. You will just hear that gifitile. I am no longer alive. The reason why I'm saying this is as you live, remember your creator. Remember your creator. Now Romans 8:20. Everything God made was allowed to become like something that cannot fulfill its purpose. That was not it chose, but God made it happen with this hope in view. Alright, we'll go to verse number 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse number 3. Do people really gain anything from all the hard work they do in this life? Do people gain anything from all this hard work they do in life? Remember, we're talking about all is vanity. All is vanity. Alright. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 22. It says, why do people really have after all their work and struggling in this life? What do people really have after all their work and struggling in this life? See, it doesn't make sense. You work so hard. You woke up in the morning. You work so hard. You do whatever you do. But at the end of it all, you suffer for the rest of the life. It doesn't make sense. It is senselessness. Ecclesiastes 3:9. Do people really gain anything from their hard work? That's a question. You can answer it yourself. It is very sad that people leave the world just as they came. So what does a person gain from trying to catch the wind? It is very sad that people leave the world just as they came. Amen. Another man ki abuang ki Job. Are ki tile ki lefela ki tatamaya ki lefela. Now, King Solomon, Wawuseja, he is repeating or he is saying those words. Or it is very sad that people leave the world just as they came. So what does a person gain from trying to catch the wind? I mean, why you can't catch a wind? Okay. Proverbs 23:4-5. Don't ruin your health trying to get rich. If you are smart, you will give it up. In the blink of an eye, money can disappear as it is grow wind and flew away like a bird. But if you trust in the Lord, you will remain. I know, every morning when we wake up, our aim and target is we going to work so that we may not suffer. We are going to work so that we may not struggle. We are going to work so that we can put food on the table, which is good, which is very good, but don't ruin it. Okay? Isaiah 55:2. Why waste your money on something that is not really food? Why should you work for something that does not really satisfy you? Listen closely to me and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the food that satisfy your soul. Amen. People are waking up in the morning. Their aim is to go and work, but still they are not satisfied. I mean, there are people, those who are working 24/7, sleepless night, they are still not satisfied with what they have. Now, Prophet Isaiah is trying to show us that what a waste of money, what a waste of time. Wake up in and going to work, but it's not satisfying you. Now, he's saying that if you come to me, I will give you something that will satisfy you. Meaning, when you go to God, God will give you something that will satisfy your soul. Okay? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 13. But the Lord All-Powerful had decided that a fire will destroy everything that those people work to build, and their work will be for nothing. Alright. Matthew 16:26. It says, it is worth nothing for you to have the whole world if you yourself are lost. You could never pay enough to buy back your life. It is worth nothing for you to have the whole world if yourself are lost. I mean, I think zero to own everything, to have everything. But why would you own home? But why would you do what you can go on a marabupula bahavulatli? How to see zero. Now, tonight, as we meditate, look at the mirror, look at yourself. Okay? Now, let's continue. Matthew 8:36-37. It is worth nothing. It's still repeating the verse. It's still repeating Matthew chapter 16. I'm not gonna read it. Even John 6:27, it talks the same thing. Now, Ecclesiastes 2:11, it said, but then I looked at everything I had done and the health I had gained. I decided it was all a waste of time. It was like trying to catch the wind. There is nothing to gain from everything we do in this life. You see, there is nothing to gain everything we do in this life. What he was trying to say is, if you don't have Jesus in your life, if you don't accept God in your life, it is difficult. I mean, it's just waste of time. But remember, you must not misinterpret me because I know that when I finish here, people, they're going to stop working. They said, I said so. No. Ecclesiastes 2, verse number 19. Some other people will control everything I worked and studied for. And I don't know if that person will be wise or foolish. This is also senselessness. Okay. Ecclesiastes 6:12. Who knows what is best for people during their short life on earth? Their life passes like a shadow. No one can tell them what will happen later. We all gonna die. We all gonna die. Ecclesiastes 9:6. After people are dead, their love, hate, and jealousy are all gone, and they will never again share in what happened on earth. After we die, our love, our hate, our jealousy is gone. But tonight, as we meditate, I don't know. When you die, the love that you had, it will disappear. But people, they will still remember you. Okay? They will still remember you. Okay, right. Ephesians 9:13. I also saw a person doing a wise thing in this life, and it seems very important to me. Alright, we go to Ephesians 1, verse 4. Before we go there, let's just do this.
Morality Teto, the Outfanel. By the Grace Ministry, Soul Winning Cafe. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Thembalihle, Tuksirang, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, Leopard at least, the deep, yeah. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard at least, the deep, yeah. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus, just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there, together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship Team, and our upcoming guest artist Silaelo will be joining us. It's gonna be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there.
Alright, we go to a verse number 4. We are By the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whoever we have just tuned in now, I want to say to you, I welcome you to the show. Feel welcome. It is awesome. Now we are continuing. Verse number 4, it's saying, people live and people die, but the earth continue forever. People live and people die, but the earth continue forever. People live and people die, but the earth continue forever. That was that is what it says. Now let's go to Ephesians 6:12. We see, who knows what is best for people during their short life on earth? Their life passes like a shadow. No one tells them what will happen later. Alright. Now, you can read Genesis from Genesis 5:31. We'll understand when the Bible says people live and die, the earth will continue forever. Alright. Exodus 1:6-7. Later Joseph, his brother, and all the people of the generation died. But the Israelites had many children, and their number grew until the country of Egypt was filled with them. That's why when the Bible says many people live and we die, but the earth will continue forever. Alright. Now, we go to verse number 5. It says, the sun rises and the sun goes down, and then it hurries to rise again in the same place. Okay. The sun rises and the sun goes down. Like now, in the morning the sun rises, now it is evening, the sun has down. It came down now. And then in the morning again is gonna do the same thing. Alright? It's gonna do the same thing. Let's go to Joshua 10:13-14. So the sun did not move, and the moon stopped until the people defeated the enemies. The story is written in the book of Jasher. The sun stood in the middle of the sky. It did not move for a full day. That had never happened before, and it has never happened again. That was the day the Lord obeyed a man. The Lord really was fighting for Israel. The only time when the sun stopped, the only time when it stopped moving, it was the time of Joshua, when the Israelites were fighting with the Amalek. The Bible tells us that Joshua prayed to God that God should stop the sun, and the sun stopped moving. The Bible said it never happened, and it will never happen again. That was the time when God was able to listen to the man. Alright. Alright. Psalm 42:1, it said, to the director, a Malkin from the Korah family, like a deer drinking from the stream, I reach out to you, my God. Okay? He's praying, he's saying, I reach out to you, my God. I reach out to you, my God. I reach out to you, my God. That is what the Bible says. Now I want you to listen when King Ben, when Don Moon pray. He's reaching out to God. Now pray with me as we pray. We say, our Father who art in heaven.
Here I
ourselves, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, hear us from heaven, forgive our sins. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. See our heart and remove.
Time to meditate, Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus.
now. We are on Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse number 6. We're still continuing. Remember our scripture tonight. We meditated the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1. We read verse number 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we are in verse number 5, number 6, where we're talking about all is vanity. All is vanity. Alright, it's saying, the wind blows to the south and the wind blows to the north. The wind blows around and around, then it turns and blows back to the place it began. The wind blows to the south, the wind blows to the north, the wind blows around and around, then it turns and blows back to its place. Okay. Job 37 verse number 9. When health comes from the south, the cold wind comes from the north. Right? All you know is that you sweat, you sweat, you sweat, your clothes stick to you, and all is still and quiet when the heat wave come from the south. He gave the command and a strong wind began to blow. The wave became higher and higher. Okay. Whoever hear this teaching of mine and obey them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. Alright, we go to verse number 7. It is 7:32. Time to meditate with myself and I, Pastor John Mumavulo. We'll be talking about all is vanity. All is vanity. Okay. All river flows again and again to the same place. They all flow to the sea, but the sea never becomes full. The sea never becomes full. Job 38 verse 10 to 11. I set the limit for the sea and put it behind locked gates. I said to the sea, you can come this far, but no further. This way your proud waves will stop. Okay. I know there are people now as I speak, some of them Bashevel about to fast. Some people, they said, on the level that I am, on the level that you are in, you can't, which is right, I can't be on your level. But say Salam Guri, we are the same. Right? You may be in a higher level, but we are the same. Now I just want to give you example or something. Now I have noticed something while life goes on, that there are people thinking that being in a higher position, they look down to people who are on a lower position. Right? Now I want to say to everyone, if you are on a higher position, you need to respect each and everyone. It doesn't matter if you are in a higher position and somebody is in a lower position. We need to take each other serious. It doesn't matter in which level are you. You may be in level 5, I may be in level 0, but say Salam Guru, we all equal. So we need to... Okay. Alright. Psalm 104:69. You covered it with water like a blanket. The water covered when the mountain, but you gave the command and the water turned back. You shouted at the water and it rushed away. The water flowed down from the mountain into the valley, so the places you made for it. You set the limit for the sea, and the water will never again rise to cover the earth. Okay. Well, remember during the time of Noah, the Bible says when people, they started to disobey God, and there was a time, na mudimu abona ori why gidirile motu. And he said ori I'm gonna finish le fast ka meti. And that is where meti aile atala achela le fast ka fela. Namu the Bible says ori it will never happen again. Alright, we go to verse number 8. A word cannot fully explain things, but people continue speaking. Words came again and again to our ear, but our ear don't become full, and our eyes don't become full of what we see. Listen, every day they say this and this and this and this, but you will never be full. Okay? You will never be full. Alright. You will never be full. Okay? Let's go to verse number 9. All things continue the way they have been. Since the beginning, the same thing will be done that have always been done. There is nothing new in this life. Okay? There's nothing new in this life. Now, from many years, but once ba boluka, but once ba yama biking, reboluka, and it will continue like that. Retrokofala. Okay? Verse number 10. Someone may say, look, this is new, but that thing has always been here. It was here before we were. Yeah. Una be what is it, my soul? Murati ya rateha. Murati yo arateha. That is a song Edalang in the background. Kisfila in the Bugia Sion. Second Timothy chapter 3:8. Just as Jannes and Jambres fought against Moses, these people fight against the truth. Their thinking has been confused. The faith they have and teach is worthless. When I to learn, they will fight for the truth. Okay? I mean, I don't know, in your life, when I know when I about to learn, Balaluena for need and tailing in need. Okay. People don't remember what happened long ago. In the future, they will not remember what is happening now. And later, other people will not remember what the people before did. Okay. I'm going to do this. We just read from verse number 1. We went to verse number 11. So I'm going to welcome my guest tonight as we will meditate. But before I do that, I just want to do this. I just want to play this song by Up We Goes, Down We Doop. Then we'll continue.
For a long time. them are in lonely houses. Yeah. We cannot stand outside and look while the nation's going down the drain. We cannot stand outside and look, nation's going down the drain. And see, up we go, down we go.
So we continuing, and it is awesome time to meditate with John Mamavolo. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are talking about all is vanity in the book of Ecclesians chapter number 1, and then we read until verse number 11. Then we will go to number 12, and we will continue as we continue to meditate. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, you can interact with us via our number 0328946585. That is a WhatsApp number 0832894658. You can call that number there, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email at the radio at bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on our WhatsApp, you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there. You can chat to us. The time is 7:44, 15 minutes to 8, as we continue to meditate. I will go to verse number 12. It's saying, I the teacher was king over Israel in Jerusalem. I'd help to study and to use my wisdom to learn about everything that is done in this life. I learned that it is very hard thing that God has given us to do. Okay? That God has given us to do. Alright, Ecclesians 7:25. I studied all and I tried very hard to find true wisdom. I tried to find a reason for everything. I did learn that it is foolish to be evil and it is crazy to act like a fool. Ephesians 8:9. I saw all this. I thought very hard about the thing that happened in this world. I saw that people always struggle for the power to rule others, and this is bad for them. Alright. Ephesians 8:16-17. I carefully studied the truth people do in this life. I saw how busy people are. They work day and night, and they almost never sleep. I also saw that no one can understand all that God does. People can try and try to understand the thing that happened here on earth, but they cannot. There may be wise people who claim to understand the meaning of these things, but they are wrong. No one can understand it all. Alright. Psalm 111 verse 2. I decided to, okay, let's see. The Lord does wonderful thing more than anyone could ask for. The Lord does a wonderful thing that more than anyone could ask for. Like Murumuki and Ahona Mudranento. You know Murumuki and Arabupulo and Waritiba. But I think now there's a thing that people they don't understand. Kore Murumuki and Amungabupilo. Auna Mutumung Achang Bupule Bahao Ntleli Mudim. You know, most of the time I hear people saying, "Baru wena gaspumele, ngagaloma mo." But I want to say, "Oru mudumuki na adrang di lodo kona ale." Now, your life is in God's hand. Your life is in God's hand. There's a song that I heard it by that your life is in your hand. So, and then that's the life is in God. Your life is in God's hand. That's what I can say to you. Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 2 to 4. Listen to wisdom and do your best to understand. Ask for good judgment, carry out for understanding. Look for wisdom like silver, search for it like hidden treasure. Alright. Okay. Ephesians 4:4, it says, then I thought, why do people work so hard? I saw people try to succeed and they're better than other people. They do this because they are jealous. They don't want other people to have more than they have. This is senseless. It is like trying to catch wind. My man, there are people whom they don't want you to accumulate wealth. They will jealous you to the last degree. There are people whom you ask them to help you with something, or maybe with something that you know better. They won't help you because believing or thinking that when you will take over. Now, okay. Now let's continue. We go to number 14. I looked at everything done on earth, and I saw that it is all waste of time. It is like trying to catch the wind. Number 15. If someone is crooked, you cannot say it is straight. And if someone is missed, you cannot say it is there. Alright? Ephesians 3 verse 14 is saying, I learned that everything God does will continue forever. People cannot add anything to the work of God, and they cannot take anything away from it. God did this so that people will respect him. Mamela, you can't add to Ntumudimu Aidirile. When you can't add, and you can't reduce. Okay? You can't add, and you can't reduce. Let's go to Ephesians 7:12-13. Wisdom and money can protect you, but knowledge gained through wisdom is even better. It can save your life. Look at what God has made. You cannot change a thing, even if you think it's wrong. Amen. You cannot change what God has done. Amen. I know you worry about trying to change things. Let me give you a scenario. I saw a picture where I see people changing the way they are. Banna ba de change abagidra basadi. I mean, you can do that, but you can't change what God has done. From original,
banna ba gice basadi ba gice ce ba gidira ban. I mean, you can't change that. You can't change it. You can't change what God has done. Leo si chema ona nangara si rogu, kasi si change. Kise mudi masi dirile. Okay. Job 11:6. He could tell you the secret of wisdom. He will tell you that every story has two sides. You can be sure of this. God is not punishing you as much as he should. Okay. Alright, Job 34:29. But if God decide not to help them, no one can judge him guilty. If he hide himself, no one can find him. He is the ruler over every person and nation. Alright, Isaiah 44. Every valley must be filled, every mountain and hill should be made flat. The crooked road should be made straight, and the rough ground made smooth. Lamentation 3:37. No one can say something and make it happen unless the Lord orders it. Alright. I'm going to play this song saying, only you can do what no man can do. The scripture of Lamentation, it says, no one can say something and make it happen unless the Lord orders it. Okay. Unless the Lord orders it. Let's do this.
Only you, only you, Jesus, only you.
Song is just saying only you can do what no man can do. Now I told you, I gave you the Lamentation chapter number 3:37, said no one can say something and make it happen unless the Lord ordered it. That's what it says. So it is 7:50, is 8:03. Now 8 o'clock, I'm going to invite Pastor Pat, and we are going to continue. It is awesome. It is awesome, and we thank God for what we're learning. So let me just do this song. Let me just play the song, Sing Masingita, and then I believe that it's gonna be awesome. We'll continue after the song. We're gonna continue, and then after that, I'll welcome Pastor Pet, as I promised you. So let's just sing Masingita.
Yeah.
Time to meditate.
Take John 6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of Jesus.
Yeah, we are by the grace radio station of Bring Hope to the Heart and Soul of the People. The time is 8:03. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo, as we are meditating. Remember, I was saying no one can say something and make it happen unless the Lord ordered it. Alright? Now, we are continuing. We are continuing with our scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 1. The scripture that we meditate with. I promised you that around 8 o'clock I will invite a Pastor Pet, but then we will continue and I will invite him as we continue. Now Daniel chapter 4:35. It's saying, people on earth are not really important. God does what he wants with the power of heaven and earth. No one can stop his powerful hand or question what he does. Alright, Matthew 6:27. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. Mamela, I mean, you can try to worry about life. You can try to worry about everything that you can worry. But let me tell you, you cannot add anything on it. How are you going to live? No, 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 we complain about everything. We worry about everything. What's going to happen? We worry about 1, 2, 3, 4. We worry about this. We worry every time. Okay? We worry every time. Every time what we do, we worry. We worry. So the Bible says, you cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. Don't worry about life. Just live life as there's no tomorrow. Alright? Now let's go to verse number 16. I said to myself, I'm very wise, and I am wiser than all the kings who ruled Jerusalem before me. I know what wisdom and knowledge really are. Alright. I know what wisdom and knowledge really are. Okay, we go to First Ecclesiastes 1:17. I desire to learn how wisdom and knowledge are better than thinking foolish thoughts. But I learned that trying to become wise is like trying to catch the wind. Which much wisdom comes frustration. The one who gain more wisdom also gain more sorrow. Alright. So, I'm going to invite Pastor Peter, but before I invite him, let's just do this.
Morali Teto, the Outfanela. By the Grace Ministry, Soul Winning Campaign. Go and tell him, people of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalete, Texirek, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard at least, the deep here. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard at least, the deep here. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus. Just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there. Together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship Team, and our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's gonna be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there.
you are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's gonna be awesome. Stay blessed. Bye bye.
By the grace of you, just begin showing. BCCSA, Conscientious Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right here, you decide a manana amabu uchimochi amabu wata. Utona nilinaneo na huni a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. MB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
I promised you that I'm gonna invite Pastor Pat. I'm gonna do so. Then let's go to him. We are going to him now. It's gonna be awesome. We'll go to him. I think we should go to him with the song by Favor Is My Name. I will go and fetch him. I think so. I think let's go, Favor Is My Name.
I smell favor. I am favor. I smell favor. Favor shall follow me everywhere.
Hello?
I go.
Yes.
Favor shall follow me everywhere.
How are you?
I am great, and how are you, sir?
I'm fine. I welcome you to by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, to a daily show that is called Time to Meditate. Yeah, so
thank you so very much, man of God.
Yeah.
Thank you to the listeners as well. I feel welcome, and I appreciate the time to be called and be part of the show tonight. Thank you so very much.
Okay. I think I told you that tonight we are talking about everything is vanity. From the book of Ecclesiastes chapter...
Yes, I think I'm a little bit fading to hear you well, but I'm following so far.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Perfect.
So far, I think it's okay.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, so I was saying that as tonight I said we're talking about everything is vanity. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Sorry, I keep losing you. I'm not sure whether you moved back to your
I did not move. I did not move, okay. Let's try something. Just hold on. Okay, let's do this. Okay, so can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I think I can hear you now.
Oh, you think you can?
Yes.
Okay, let me just do this for the last time. Okay. Yeah, so I was saying to you that as I welcome you to our show, we're talking about all is vanity.
All is vanity. I hear you well.
Yeah, that's what I've been talking about from 6 o'clock until 8:20. Now I realize that I must invite you for this 45 minutes remaining, so that we can talk about. You can add where you wanna add, based on what King Solomon said. Because King Solomon was very wise. But whatever.
I'm not too sure what seems to be happening, because I keep on losing your volume.
You keep on losing your volume.
When you ask me if things are well, the volume is good, but then as you speak, then it subsides.
All right, let's just try something for the last time. Let's try this. Okay, so are you able to hear me now?
There's no difference yet.
There's no difference. Alright. What must we do now? Let me just do this and then I will come back to you within.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll come back to you.
For you, I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh yes. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Every tear was turned into joy. My sins forgiven, a new name was written, thank God, with mercy. We rule my life. Help me sing song now. Mercy, we rule my life. Mercy, we rule my life. Let me tell you about it. My soul cast weight, but mercy rewrote my life. One more time. I could
have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy seeking my life.
Time to meditate,
six to nine p.m.
by the grace
of Jesus.
Yeah, so as I told you, I'm going to try to get Pastor Peter again. It is time is 8:25, 5 minutes to half past eight. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We're talking about all is vanity, the book of Ecclesians chapter 1. Now allow me to invite Pastor Pet once again. I hope now you are hearing me very well.
I hear you very, very well. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Now I was saying that we are talking about all is vanity in the book of Ecclesians chapter 1.
Yes.
And then the whole chapter anyway. But I just want to give you this time to on what you have learned in that chapter that I've sent you.
Yeah.
And then we will go further.
Yeah. Thank you so very much, man of God. And once more, I just want to greet the listeners tonight. Thank you for your time to tune in. And I also just want to thank the studio management for the time to be part of the show tonight. I appreciate it so very much. And on the same note, I just want to greet you, Kasimuso Murutuaka. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Solomon here is writing the book of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the teacher, or he is teaching, and he says he is King David's son.
Mm-hmm.
And a man who was a king who led, who ruled in Israel. So there's no doubt in our mind that obviously it was Solomon, because the Bible tells about how wise he was.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the wisdom that he gotten from the Lord, by the way, because we learned that he asked for wisdom.
Mm.
Yes. Now with that in mind, he says all is vanity, which is basically the theme of the entire chapter.
Yes.
You know, he accumulated wisdom, he accumulated many wives, he had many children, he went to war and he fought many kings, and he came victorious. Even people from to and fro, people from far and close, they came to witness his splendor, his majesty.
Mm.
But as he grows older and yonder, he realizes that all what a person can accumulate on earth, he accumulates, he gets celebrated, and then he also gets to leave it for the next generation. A next generation rises, and each generation has got its famous people, its wealthy people, etc. So generations, they keep on shifting, and new generations keep on coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And as he tries to understand this entire thing, that he was a son, he was he's a father, he's the king, he's a husband, he's a wealthy man, he's done this, he's that, he's done everything that I think there was to look at from the thrill point of view, and he realized, Urwazaki, people and kings, they rise and they fall. So all what excites the people on earth can be vanity. You know, what we treat so special, the houses, the accommodations, the cars, the beautiful cars, the great horses, traveling the world, you know, being celebrated on TV, having many likes on Facebook and all those things. He says, this is vanity.
Yes.
You know, because it passes away.
Yeah.
You know, so he gives a perspective that we should focus on that which remains forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything we can accumulate here on earth is simply vanity.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. I hear you, Murut. I hear you. So now, you know, the whole chapter when you read it harsh, yeah? It harsh. Like when you read it, you will sometimes say, but what is Solomon trying to say? what is Solomon trying to say? For example, when we go to Ephesians chapter 4 verse number 8, it's saying, I saw a man who has no family, not a son or even a brother, but he continued to work very hard. He is never satisfied with what he has, and he works so hard that he never stopped and asked himself, why am I working so hard? Why don't I let myself enjoy my life? This is also a very bad and senseless thing. Which means it's vanity.
It's vanity, yes.
So now what I picked up here, what he's trying to say is, for it not to be vanity, we need to put God in place.
That's it.
For it to have a sense, for it to have a sense, to make sense to people's life, is we need to include God into this. Because now even if when we go to Ephesians 4:4, it's saying, then I thought, why do people work so hard? I saw people try to succeed and be better than other people. They do this because they are jealous. They don't want other people to have more than they have. This is senseless. It is like trying to catch the wind. So that is what that's what I'm saying. What he was saying here, if a person does not understand, it's gonna be a problem.
Amen.
Because that is why when we go to Ephesians 11 verse 8, it says, you should enjoy every day of your life, no matter how long you live. But remember that you will die, and you will be dead much longer than you were alive. And after you are dead, you cannot do anything. So it's tough, eh? It's tough.
Yeah, look, we go up and down, we do a lot of things, but if there's no hand of the Lord inside what we are doing, it's totally vanity. It is God who brings meaning to every little effort we have, you know. It is Him who gives us the purpose of life. You know, it's not just about going to and fro, accumulating wealth, driving beautiful cars and living in penthouses. It's not about that. It's not about having many kids and having many trips and traveling the world and being celebrated as the most beautiful people ever. But it's about the purpose. And the purpose is found on the one who created the heavens and the earth. You know, so I think He is writing this to draw attention to the fact that people want to be like him. And they don't realize that what he has is vanity, because sooner or later he will die. And all that he has accumulated will be in vain. You know, that is why the Bible says life, it passes like you know, it passes like that.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, what matters the most should be what lasts forever. In other words, we should accumulate wealth which belong in heaven, because there we will enjoy it forevermore. So I think he's trying to draw us to that point to say, look, as long as things are under the sun, he says, history repeats itself. It's all been done before. He says nothing under the sun is truly new.
Yeah.
You know, so he says, you cannot bring in something new which has never been before.
True.
You know, but all you need to do, I think he's trying to shift the focus of the people which were having so much celebration to him. He's trying to shift their focus to the Almighty God.
Mm.
For he is the one who gives meaning to meaningless situations, to meaningless life. So life without Christ, no matter how beautiful it looks on the eyes, it's meaningless.
It's meaningless.
It is Christ who brings meaning.
Yeah, ne?
It now, is God.
Now. You know, Muruti, when we go to Ecclesiastes 3:19, he's saying the same thing happened to animals. And to people, they die. People and animals have the same breath. Is a dead animal different from a dead person? It is also senseless. It is also senseless.
Yeah. I. Yeah, as long as life does not include the author of life, then that life lacks the meaning, because you live a life with no purpose. You simply just go around, you walk around, you don't understand what your purpose is. So everything that you do will never satisfy you, because here's the thing. If you do that which you were called to do, if you do that which is the purpose of God for your life, the reason why you were born, if you can understand that purpose of life, that's the first step towards knowing or having the meaning towards life. Now, from that comes in fulfillment that no money can buy. You know, once you realize why you were born, you will do that which you were called to do, that which is your purpose. You will do it even if you will not earn any cent from it. Because it brings fulfillment that no money can buy. You know, it's something that is sentimental.
Yeah.
Something that cannot be equaled to money. Look, when my father died, he left there's a small chair that he used to sit on. You know, especially when he's busy, he used to sit on that chair. You know, and it's not a good chair. It's an old chair. But I would not sell it for anybody.
Yes.
I would not sell it even for R1 million. Why? Because it carries a sentimental value. Value that cannot be equal to money. Same thing applies with Solomon. Solomon had money that, you know, he was the most wealthiest king there was at the time. Not at all times. But he realizes something. All my wealth, all my wives, he had about 700 wives and 300 concubines.
Yeah.
Women did not satisfy him.
Yeah.
Wealth did not satisfy him. Knowledge did not satisfy him. Wisdom did not satisfy him. The vastness of the land did not satisfy him. The kingdom did not satisfy him. He realized that all these things are vanity, because he rises and then the next generation comes and it takes over.
Yeah.
But what matters the most is the meaning of life. And for you to find the meaning of life, you find it in Christ. That is why Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2, it says everything is meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. But with Christ comes the meaning of life.
So, okay. Now, I just want to go to Ecclesiastes 2:21. He is saying, people can work hard using all their wisdom and knowledge and skill, but they will die. And other people will get the things they worked for. They will not do the work, but they will get everything. That makes me very sad. It is also not fair, and it is senseless. Now it's tough. I mean, it's very tough. So to add what you're saying, Murutu, is the only life to make sense these things. The person must invite God. Like the person must have God
Because if you invite God, everything will be sense. Everything will have sense.
It will have a meaning, yes.
It will have a meaningful life. So that when you point into it, you will say, yeah, but this, I know. Because I invited God in my life. So now, on again, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 10, it's saying, those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This also is senseless. That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, just to add on that, Murudwaka, you know, the Bible says, as long as we are outside of him, there is no life. The reason I'm saying that is because the Bible says that in him, that is where we get to now start to live. Even though we think we are alive, but as long as we are not in him, the Bible says we are not alive. That is why it says, if you read the book of Ephesians 17:28, it says, for in him we live and we move and have our being. In other words, we identify who we really, really, really are and who we were created to be, who we were meant to be. What is our purpose for life? What are we called to do? In him we begin to live. We begin to move and we begin to have our being. You know. So that is where we go to find the meaning of life. As long as we are not there, everything we accumulate, all our wealth, all our knowledge and wisdom is simply vanity. It's meaningless.
Alright. So I want us to go to Isaiah 55 verse 2. It's saying, why waste your money on something that is not really food? Why should you work for something that does not really satisfy you? Listen closely to me and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the food that satisfies your soul. So what is happening here is, every day we wake up in the morning, as today we have done so, God allowed us to wake up, then we went to work. We're working for our stomach. We're working to buy whatever that we want to buy. Still is not satisfying us. We still is not satisfying us. But here we are told that we should come to him and we should listen to him carefully, and we will enjoy the food that satisfies our soul. Meaning it will make life, it will make sense.
Yeah, it will satisfy our soul. Because look, food can only satisfy our stomachs. Water can only fill our thirst.
Okay.
But a person, just as a person thirsts and hungers for food and water, there is a soul. Because a person is not just flesh and blood only, but a person is also a soul. You are a living. That is why the Bible says he created them and they became living souls. Now a soul needs the bread also, but this time around the Jozeribuangatona is the bread of life, the bread from heaven.
Yeah.
For satisfaction, for fulfillment. The person needs also the heavenly waters. And that water, the Bible says he's the living waters. It's Christ Jesus. So mankind is created with the purpose to seek the face of God, to indulge in God, and to satisfy itself in him. Because a life that is outside of God, the life that is outside of praising God, is not just empty, it's not just dry, but it's also is vanity.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when you die after you have been celebrated so much, nothing happens after that but judgment after that, and that judgment may cause that person to basically cry in hell forever and ever. So what's the use?
Mm. Okay, so Ecclesiastes chapter 6:12, it's saying, who knows what is best for people during their short life on earth? Who knows? Their life passes like a shadow. No one can tell them what will happen later. So I'm adding what you just said, Muruti, that it is very important to okay. Let me go to Matthew chapter 16:26. It's saying, It is worth nothing for you to have the whole world if you yourself are lost. You could never pay enough to buy back your life. Now, what we say is, you can have everything. What if that you have everything but you lose life? Like you lose to enter to heaven. It is not wrong to be rich. We all want to be rich. We all want to have our private jet as well. We want to have our private jet. But the important thing is, we should not forget our soul.
Exactly.
So that we must not lose our soul.
You have read a verse which I was just thinking and not knowing where it is, but I was thinking in my heart, you know, when you read Matthew 16:26, that, what benefit is there, what good it will be for someone to gain the whole world, all the wealth of the world, all the goodies that the world could ever offer. You travel the world, you wear the most expensive clothes, you are celebrated as the most beautiful person, the most wealthy person, the wisest, the most knowledgeable, the most educated, you name it. You can have all that, you know. But if you have that and you forfeit your soul, there's nothing, there's no wealth, there's no wisdom that you can have that can buy back your soul. So in other words, the most important thing to have is to make sure that, one, your soul is saved. That is why the Bible says, first, it says, seek the kingdom of God. Seeking the kingdom of God, it simply means you are saving your soul from eternal damnation. That's the first thing you gotta do. That is why the Bible then says, seek the kingdom of God first. And all these things that you so desire, all these wealths and all these cars and all these, all the glitters of the world, you know. God knows that you need those things. But the most important thing you should find and have first is your soul to be saved. It's for you to enter the kingdom of God, where inside you will understand the wealth you can have in him.
Okay, so Muruti, I want to read verse number 4. It's saying, people live and people die, but the earth continue forevermore. Okay, that's what he's saying. All is vanity. Because he's saying people, they live and people die, but the earth continues as normal.
Hey.
We're gonna die.
True.
Our loved one have died.
True.
But the important thing that we need to know is, when we die, where are we going? Is it when we die, where are we going? Because we're gonna die.
Yeah, that's it.
People have died. And they are forgotten. We no longer remember them. But the issue is, when you die, where are you going?
Hey,
when you
that's
die,
the most important thing. You know, you remind me of a story that one of the grandfathers in the area told me many, many years ago. He says there was a man, and this man fell into a pit. And he was crying in the pit for a long time. He fell in there. He was he had retired from the company he was working for. And he took everything that belonged to him, you know, the Provident Fund, all what he had invested and put in a bag, all the gold, you know, and all the silver coins and the gold coins, all the money, basically. Which was the symbol of his wealth.
Yeah.
And as he was traveling back home, actually all this wealth, and now I'm about to enjoy life now. He fell into a pit. Fell into a pit, and he stayed there for 2 days, and he was fine, but nobody could hear him. And then on the third day, somebody heard his cry, a person who was a shepherd. Then he came closer to have a look, and he realized that this man is stuck. He is deep inside this pit. So he made means, and he went and got in a rope to try and pull this man from the pit. So he threw the pit down, and the men together, and the gold coins and the silver coins, all the wealth that he had in his bag, in his backpack.
Yeah.
So the man got hold of the rope, and the shepherd started pulling.
Okay.
But the man could not be pulled because the things that he was carrying were too heavy. They were too heavy. And he said, you know what? Lose all these things that you carry so that I can be able to successfully pull you out. And the man said, no, I've worked hard for these things. I cannot lose them.
Okay.
So there was no help available. But the man said, you know what? I cannot... if I come tomorrow, it's still okay. But now, here's the problem. The storm is coming.
Yeah.
The storm is coming. I need to pull you out now before it's too late. The man refused and said, you know what? I've worked for 42 years. And this is my wealth. This is everything I have. This is me. If I can in my own village, people will celebrate me. People will know that I did not work for faith.
Yeah.
So he refused until the shepherd had to go home because it was late, but the storm was coming.
Okay.
Yeah, and the man could not see that the storm is coming because inside the pit, it's dark. Finally, the storm came, and all the water that was flowing, it flowed into this pit. And the man drowned, and he died together with his wonderful wealth. Now, I think what we did choose is that all this wealth that he accumulated for many years is vanity.
Yeah.
He died and he left it behind, and other people would come in and they would fish it out.
True.
You know, so what matters the most was that the man should have wanted to save his soul.
Yeah.
Because he cannot buy back his soul. But the man refused, and we have so many people like that. Maybe it might happen that as you are listening to this show tonight, maybe you are also in the same situation. You feel you cannot let go of this wonderful life you live with many ladies, with many men that sleep in your house, with this and that. Maybe you do crime. Maybe you do this and that, and you feel you cannot lose this life for Christ. But there comes a time where you begin to realize that all these things that you are doing, if they do not have Christ in the inside of them, they are vanity. And you cannot lose what matters the most, which is your soul.
True.
So the first thing, that is why the Bible says, first, seek the kingdom of God and its and his righteousness. All these things that you so desire, God knows you desire those things. He knows what you're looking for. He knows what you need. And the Bible says, he shall supply your needs according to his riches and glory. God is able to supply the needs of the person, but not the wants. You see, kind of when we are stuck with the fact that we turn our focus away from God and we start to have focus on material things.
Mm. Okay, so Maruti, I we left with 6 minutes to go. Now,
wow.
I want to read Ecclesiastes 11 verse 10. After I read Ecclesiastes 11:10, I'll go to and when we come back, we're gonna pray. Now we're gonna sign off and do the everything, and then we sign off. Now it's saying Ecclesiastes 11:10. I want to add on what you were saying that. You need to use whatever that you have, that you know that it is not. Now, Ecclesiastes 11:10 says, "Don't let your anger control you, and don't let your body lead you to sin. People do foolish things in the dawn of life while they are young." Now, we end up losing many people. We end up being losing the young people, and we end up being saying it was their time, and whereas it was not their time, they allowed the body to lead them to sin, and they die. As I speak now, I know there are people, some of them who died of HIV. They got AIDS from someone. Some they died because of marijuana. Some they died because of 1, 2, 3, 4. But as we meditate tonight, as King Solomon was saying, all is vanity. Whatever that you do that lead you to sin, you know yourself. You just turn around, because before it's too late. Before the life goes, before the dawn of life, while you are still young. I mean, I know that being young, you know, you flex, you do whatever you do. But you mustn't forget that there is time for everything. Yeah, so, I don't know, I don't think we'll go to the break. I want you to give you this time, Maruti, to utter the last words. We will sign off officially. It is 8:57, so I'm going to give you this time. And you can do whatever announcements that you may have. And then we will sign off.
Amen. Thank you so very much, man of God, and I appreciate the invite to be part of the show tonight. Thank you so very much, and I just want to thank every listener, you know, wherever you are. God is good and God loves you, and it is not too late. Sometimes it may look as though it's too late, but as long as you are still alive, there is a chance. There is still a chance for you to turn around. The Bible says in book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 9, it says, young man or young woman, it says, it's wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute of it. It's okay. Do everything you want to do. Take it all in. But as you do all that you do, remember that you must give an account to God for everything you do. So it says, banish grief and pain, but remember that youth, with a whole life before it, still faces the threat of meaningless. So it's possible that a person may live a meaningless life. So with these words, I just want to say, as we enjoy life, as we go back and forth, as we accumulate wealth, as we play sport, as we meet friends and all those things, let's remember that everything that we do, we will have to give an account before God. So let us do things which are approved by the word of God. Let us do things which are within the tenets of scripture. And I just want to, with your permission, Maruti, we just want to announce that we are going to be in a place called Lenasia, next to Tembalihle, Tembalihle Tekterenk, I believe, on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of the same month, and we would appreciate if the saints would come and join us as we worship the Lord together there. And by the Grace Radio Station has confirmed that they will be there and they will be broadcasting live, and we give God the glory for that. So we say diarize these dates. If you are internationally far away, make sure that you will be able to tune in on that date as we worship the Lord, as we teach the word of God, as we celebrate and we pray together. Amen.
Okay. I thank you, Maruti, for honoring an invite. It is 9 o'clock exactly. Time to sign off. But as we sign off, there's a song that it's saying before you were not like this. It's saying that you were a good man, but somehow somebody robbed you, and now you are taking marijuana. With this song, I want to say that go back to the Creator. We must go back to the Creator. Then I'll play the song. After the song, and then I'll sign off.
With the song, bye bye, see you tomorrow.